This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Colorado's U.S. lawmakers split along party lines in the House vote to take back $9 billion in previously approved funds. That includes over $1 billion for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting that supports public TV and radio. Colorado's Republican representatives all voted for the cuts. That includes Jeff Hurd. His district in western and southern Colorado has the most public radio stations in the state.
We need to exercise fiscal responsibility, and I think this is a step in the right direction. Certainly, fundamentally, there is a lot more work to do when it comes to the structural spending issues that we have in our country, and on balance, I think this is a step in the right direction.
One issue raised by Republicans is what they call NPR's left-wing bias. Hurd said he'd support efforts on the Senate side to secure funding for rural stations. Meanwhile, Colorado's Democrats voted against the funding decisions. And a note, CPR does receive CPB funding. Crews made progress containing Colorado's two biggest wildfires yesterday and overnight. The Turner Gulch fire has burned nearly 24 square miles. About a third of it is now contained, though. The South Rim fire near Montrose, 14% contained after burning 6.5 square miles. Evacuations are still in place for Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park. Pleasant enough summer weekend across much of the state, though watch for afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Grand Junction, though, not too much of that. After today, anyway, sunny skies, highs in the mid-90s. It's CPR News.